He is patient with you.
Yeye amevumilia sana na wewe.
Not wanting anyone to perish.
Ili hataki mmoja wenu apotee.
But everyone to come to repentance.
Ya kwamba kila mmoja afikirie toba.
Again, I want to think just the reality of that Bible verse.
Nataka tena nione umuhimu na ukweli ambao uko ndani ya mstari huo.
For the lost sinner.
Kwa wale waliopotea.
Who is walking on the edge of destruction.
Ambao wanatembea katika hali ya kuangamia.
What we've got to understand is the terrible nature of evil. How evil really is. How completely evil the devil really is. And the devil is seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't sleep. He is driven by evil desire that he completely gave himself over to. Because he completely rejected God. He completely hated God. And it's because that is the path he chose. Every angel had the choice. Just as we have the choice. And God has not given us all the details of what took place in heaven. He's only given us a small clue. But I think something happens like this. That's how the angels were created. They were created innocent. Just as a small child is created innocent. But to become holy, or to become evil, that comes from a person's own decision, own choice. No one is born holy. No one is born evil. There is a sense of which we are born in the middle and we choose which path we want to go. And that was the very same thing that happened with the angel. And the angels that chose the light of God and pursued God, they became the holy angels. But the angels that chose to reject God, and we don't know how they were so deceived, we don't know the crafty tricks that the devil must have played. When you know crafty leaders, and they work with other people, they find those that they're able to work with. So the devil, before he became known as the devil, when he was still an angel of light, still having power and authority in heaven, which had been given to him by God, he was working his crafty plans. And the Bible tells us that the devil is a liar and a thief from the beginning. So that means he must have chosen to reject God and turn away from God very early. And he must have chosen to form a plan against God. And you would think, how foolish to do that. But people on this earth are doing the same mistake. They can be more deceived, more spiritually blinded, more led astray by evil spirits. But they're making their plans against God. And the devil had a murderous heart. He wanted to kill and he wanted to destroy.
Alikuwa anataka kuua na kuharibu.
He wanted to kill God really from the beginning.
Alikuwa na njama za kuua Mungu hapo tangu mwanzo.
So in a sense,
sasa katika hali ya kutojua,
the killing of Jesus was always in the heart of the devil.
Kupanga mpango wa kumuua Yesu ilikuwa ni mpango wa shetani.
The devil had always wanted to kill Jesus.
Shetani tangu pale mwanzo alifanya mpango kutaka kumuua Yesu.
It took him a long time to fulfill his plan.
Ilichukua muda mrefu ili atimize.
But God had a greater plan.
Lakini Mungu alikuwa na mpango mzuri.
Because God always had the plan to allow Jesus to be killed anyway.
Kwa sababu ni Mungu aliyeruhusu Yesu auawe.
So God used the devil to fulfill his greater plan.
Sasa hapa Mungu anatumia shetani ili atimize malengo yake.
You know, a crafty person,
unajua mtu mjanja na mkorokoro,
who is evil,
na ambaye ni mwovu,
doesn't realize that God has a more crafty plan.
Hajui kwamba sasa shetani Mungu ana wajanja zaidi,
which is a righteous plan,
ambaye ni mpango wa haki,
to trap that crafty person,
kutaka kuweza kumpata huyu mjanja,
and to ultimately destroy that,
na kuweza kuhakika ku.
And that is what is happening to the devil.
Na hii ndiyo inayotendeka kwa shetani.
The devil is ultimately being destroyed.
Shetani anampanga kuangamizwa.
The evil spirits,
roho chafu,
the fallen angels,
wao malaika walioanguka,
they are ultimately being destroyed.
Wataangamizwa wote.
Now they think they have, you know, a long time. They think they have much time.
Haya mapepo na mashetani wanafikiri wana muda mrefu.
But you know, God is eternal.
Lakini unajua Mungu ni wa milele.
From no beginning,
ambaye hana mwanzo,
no end,
hana mwisho.
You know, so we would think a billion years is a long time.
Tunaweza sema kwamba miaka bilioni moja ni miaka mingi sana.
It's beyond our minds.
Hiyo hatufahamu katika mawazo yetu.
But for God, even that such big amount is just a drop in the bucket.
Na kwa Mungu hiyo siku ambazo umeona ni nyingi sana, hiyo ni kitu kidogo kwake, hapo ni kidogo zaidi.
And God is looking for,
na Mungu anaangalia,
the people,
watu,
who will live for him forever and forever and forever.
Ambao wataishi na yeye milele na milele na milele.
We have no idea how long that is.
Hatujui ni umilele utafika mwisho gani.
Because it's so long.
Kwa sababu ni mrefu zaidi.
We have no idea how great that is.
Hatujui itakuwa ni maisha namna gani.
Because it's so great.
Kwa sababu ni kuu zaidi.
And to receive the gift of eternal life,
na kupokea karama ya uzima wa milele,
is such a great gift.
Ni karama nzuri zaidi.
It's hard for us to understand.
Hiyo ni ngumu sana sisi kuelewa.
So how great is the salvation God is offering people?
Sasa uokovu huu ni uokovu mkuu wa namna gani ambao Mungu ametupea?
It's so tremendously great.
Ya kwamba ni mkuu tena mkuu zaidi.
That I hardly have the words to describe.
Ambayo sina maneno ya kuweza kuelezea mambo hayo.
It's such a great gift.
Ni karama kuu zaidi.
It's out of God's heart himself.
Ni kutoka kwa ndani ya moyo wa Mungu mwenyewe.
It is God giving himself to us.
Ni Mungu mwenyewe anajitolea, anajipeana kwetu.
It is God giving us Jesus Christ.
Ni Mungu mwenyewe anajipeana, anapeana Yesu Kristo.
God's most precious possession.
Nyafasi kuu ya Mungu mwenyewe.
It's God giving us everything.
Mungu ni kama Mungu anatupea kila kitu.
That's what salvation truly is.
Hiyo ndio gharama ya wokovu jinsi ilivyo.
That is what belonging in God's kingdom truly is.
Hiyo ndio inamaanisha wewe kupatikana kwa ufalme wa Mungu.
So God knew what the devil was doing.
Sasa Mungu alielewa nini shetani anapanga.
He knew every move that the devil was making.
Alijua mpango wote wa shetani.
But God always had a greater move.
Lakini unajua Mungu naye mpango wake ni mkuu zaidi.
So that he could produce holiness.
Ili aweze kujipatia utakatifu.
And the angels that would belong to him.
Na malaika wale ambao watabaki pamoja naye.
Because God was looking for the servants.
Kwa sababu Mungu alikuwa akitafuta mtumishi.
Servants,
watumishi,
who would serve his greater creation,
ambao watatumikia viumbe vingine,
those he would create in his own image,
wale ambao atawaumba kwa mfano wake.
We don't understand what God is doing by his angels even with us.
Hatuelewi jinsi Mungu anavyofanya kazi na malaika kupitia kwetu.
But angels, they are ministering spirits.
Lakini malaika ni watendakazi wa Mungu.
Who serve those who inherit salvation.
Ambao wanatumikia wale ambao wamekwisha okoka.
I think in Africa there is a good awareness of evil spirits.
Nafikiri kwamba hapa Afrika kuna roho chafu nyingi.
Because you've had a certain amount of witchcraft.
Kwa sababu mko na uchawi wengi.
A certain amount of devil's works.
Na kazi za shetani zinaonekana zaidi.
So people can have a awareness of, you know, the works of the devil.
Unajua watu wameshafahamu sana kazi za shetani.
The power of Jesus to cast out evil spirits.
Nguvu za Mungu za kukemea haya mapepo machafu.
God knew from the beginning that he would have to cast the devil out of heaven. He would have to cast the fallen angels out of heaven. Because they had given themselves over to the path of evil. And God gives people over to their desires. You know, Moses,
unajua Musa,
God raised him up as a mighty man of God, because he had the heart for God. Pharaoh, he raised up also,
Pharaoh pia alinuka,
as the enemy of God.
Kama adui wa Mungu.
God raises up his friends, God raises up his enemies.
Mungu anainua maadui, Mungu anainua watu wake.
God is in charge.
Mungu ndiye ako katika mamlaka.
God is in control.
Mungu ndiye mwenye kuongoza.
God is raising up his friends to be the vessels of his love and mercy.
Mungu anawainua watumishi wake, watumishi wa upendo.
God is raising up his enemies to be his vessels of his wrath and anger.
Na pia Mungu anainua waovu ili hasira yake ipambe moto.
God is working in the righteous and in the wicked.
Mungu anapatikana huko, anafanya kazi kwa wenye haki na anafanya kazi kwa waovu.
God is working in the righteous to prepare them for heaven.
Mungu anafanya wenye haki, anawaandaa kwa ajili ya ufalme.
God is working in the wicked to prepare them for hell.
Na Mungu pia anawaandaa hawa pia katika jehanamu waingie vizuri.
Even while he's still giving them the invitation to go to heaven.
Ingawaje anawaalika waingie kwa ufalme.
Because even though that person is about to go to hell,
ingawaje hata huyu mtu amekaribia sana jehanamu,
the call of salvation is still there.
Lakini mwito wa wokovu bado unamfuata.
And even at the last minute he can turn and respond.
Hata kama amefikia ukingoni anaweza kubadilika mgeukie Mungu.
That is the grace of God.
Hiyo ndio neema ya Mungu.
That is the mercy of God.
Hiyo ndio rehema zake Mungu.
Because God is love.
Kwa sababu Mungu ni upendo.
He is patient.
Na ni mvumilivu.
He does not want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to come to repentance. You know, God cannot force a person to be saved. He can draw a person. He can call a person. He can love the person. He can give them thousands of chances, but there's still a point where a person can say no to God. And that's at times what the whole nation of Israel did. God chose them. He raised them up. He offered them so much blessing. He offered them abundance, but we did not see that fulfilled. What we saw was a mixture of a few powerful servants of God, but the majority of Israel missing the call of God. We see Israel being attacked by false prophets. We see Israel accepting the false god. But even then God continued to call. He continued to send prophets. And he continued to give them opportunities. So the mighty work of God that is going on. But it does come down to the heart of people. And, you know, for me, I believe Kenya does have a true heart for God. Kenya has people who are willing to listen and learn from Jesus.
Kenya kuna watu ambao wako tayari kusikiliza kutoka kwa Yesu.
That's what I see with you people here today.
Tunaona hata kwenu hapa saa hizi.
And when God has that kind of heart and people,
na kama Mungu anaona watu wa mioyo ina namna hii,
he can move.
Anaweza kuenenda.
He can build.
Anaweza kujenga.
And Jesus is building his church.
Na Yesu anajenga kanisa lake.
You know, Jesus is a builder.
Unajua Yesu ni mjenzi.
He said, I will build my
church. Anasema nitajenga kanisa langu.
And the gates of Hades, the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Lango la kuzimu halitaweza.
The devil is not going to win against the church of Jesus Christ.
Shetani hataweza kuliweza kanisa la Yesu.
Jesus Christ will prevail.
Yesu ataweza kushinda.
You know, he's coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Anapokuja anakuja kama mfalme wa wafalme, Bwana mabwana.
He's coming with justice.
Anakuja na haki.
He's coming to judge.
Anakuja na kuhukumu.
He's coming with power.
Anakuja na nguvu.
He's coming with authority.
Anakuja na uwezo.
He's coming with the power of his word.
Anakuja na nguvu za neno lake.
And in that day,
na siku hiyo,
if Jesus says do this,
kama Yesu atasema fanya hivi,
you move.
Where's all?
You do it.
Where fight?
You don't argue with Jesus.
Usiweke maswali pe.
You know, today we can argue with Jesus.
Sasa unaweza kumpinga Yesu sema nivipi?
The Holy Spirit can speak to us.
Roho Mtakatifu anaweza kuzungumzia.
We can argue about it.
Unaweza sema hapana.
God's grace.
You name Mungu.
God's love.
Upendo wa Mungu.
God knows that our mind is not fully in tune with him.
Mungu anajua mawazo yetu hayajaweza kujiconnect naye.
You know, in the Bible,
unaona katika Biblia,
you see many people arguing with God.
Unaona watu wanapingana na Mungu.
And we are probably the same.
Labda sisi pia ni mmoja wao.
But when Jesus Christ comes,
lakini wakati sasa Yesu anakuja,
he's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron.
Anaenda kutawala sasa na chuma.
And that day you don't argue with Jesus.
No, hakuna kuna kupinga.
You know, he's got the power.
Yesu ana uwezo.
He's got the authority.
Ana uwezo.
Today is the day of God's grace.
Unajua wakati huu ni wakati wa neema za Mungu.
But the holiness of God is so great.
Utakatifu wa Mungu ni mkuu sana.
It's greater than what I know.
Ni mkuu hata kupita jinsi ambavyo naelewa.
But when you get a glimpse of the revelation of it.
Kile ukipata tu upenyo kuweza kutambua ufunuo wa utakatifu.
The holiness of God is so great.
Utakatifu wa Mungu ni mkuu zaidi.
And the devil knew that.
Shetani alijua hilo.
This is why there's no forgiveness for the devil. There's no forgiveness for the fallen angels, the evil spirits. You know, we were born in darkness. In a world that was in darkness. But the devil was created in God's full light. The angels were created in God's full
light.
They experienced God's love in a way that would have been amazing.
Wakaweza kuona upendo na ukuu wa Mungu huko mbinguni.
They saw the throne of God with their own eyes.
Wakaangalia kiti cha hukumu cha Mungu na macho yao kabisa.
They were there.
Walikuwa huko.
Where we want to go.
Venye tunataka kwenda.
They were right there. They had it.
Walikuwa kaona wanajua zaidi jinsi ilivyo.
They were not thankful for what they had.
Lakini hawakuwa na shukrani kwa yale ambayo waliona.
They were making their crafty plans.
Wako tuna ujanja wao na ubinafsi wao.
And you know what one of the devil's crafty plan was?
Unajua ni ujanja gani ambao shetani alikuwa nao?
He wanted to replace Jesus.
Alikuwa anataka ile nafasi ya Yesu aichukue.
There are many people who have attempted to replace Jesus on this earth.
Unajua kuna watu wengi wanajaribu kuchukua nafasi ya Yesu hapa duniani.
One of them is Muhammad.
Mmoja ni Muhammad.
And that's why the Muslim religion is one of the strongest devil religions.
Ni kwa sababu dini ya Kiislamu imekuwa dini ya shetani nzuri zaidi.
It's a real demonic power.
Hiyo sasa ina nguvu za kimapepo.
But it's a man who wants to say I am the last prophet.
Ni kwa sababu amechukua nafasi ya Yesu na kusema mimi ndio nabii wa mwisho.
It was a work of Satan.
Hiyo ni kazi ya shetani.
Muslims are willing to accept this thousands of prophets.
Unajua Waislamu wako tayari kupokea manabii wengi.
God's always had prophets up through every generation.
Mungu ako na manabii kupitia kila jamii.
But you suddenly reach a man.
Lakini kutafikia mwisho kutakuwa na mtu wa mwisho.
Who says I am the last prophet.
Ambaye atasema mimi ndiye nabii wa mwisho.
It's the attitude that Satan had when the devil was in heaven.
Hiyo ndio mawazo ama nia ambayo shetani alikuwa nayo huko mbinguni.
to replace Christ. And he said, I will ascend on the throne. That was the devil's attitude. Even though Jesus Christ, he has that position with the Father, Jesus did not have that attitude. Jesus had the attitude of humility. And the attitude even of willing to leave heaven and become the low servant who would wash people's feet. That is the attitude of Christ, which leaders have to have. When God gives us a good position of leadership, we have to make sure we don't become devils. We have to make sure that we have the humble attitude of Christ. You know, God has been moving powerfully in the last few years to remove world dictators. Saddam Hussein.
Tunakumbuka Saddam Hussein,
Gaddafi,
kuna mwingine anaitwa Gaddafi,
and there's quite a few others.
Na wengine tena,
had got such a grip of power on the nation.
Walikuwa na nguvu sana kwa hii nchi.
It looks like the whole nation was under their control.
Ilikuwa ni kana kwamba taifa lote liko katika uongozi wake.
And there is a sense in which the devil has that power over the whole world. The devil is a dictator through his cunning strategies and plans. And when a person is like that, they can never think that they can humble themselves and go down. They cannot lose their power. They will hold tightly to their power. They will identify themselves with their position and their power. So to them, they just could never think of losing that position. They could not see that God might even have a better plan for them. But God cannot release it to them because they're not willing to humble themselves. And what they're holding on to, this earthly power, they think it's big, they think it's great, but it's nothing. It can be gone in one day. It can be removed in one day. And they have nothing. But what God has to offer is an eternal authority. It's an eternal power. It's a position with Jesus Christ. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, there are rewards to the churches. One of the rewards is that Jesus says, I will give them authority. The person who overcomes. To another one, Jesus says, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. What kind of pastor is Jesus going to let sit with him on his throne in heaven? Is it a dictator pastor who thinks that he is the mighty overseer? He's the mighty bishop who is leading, and he could never let go of that position because that position is gripping him? Or would it be the servant like Jesus Christ, who was willing to humble himself, willing to give up his glory, willing to become the servant, the attitude of Christ? That is the true leader. So positions on this earth
are
going to be very different than positions in heaven. So God, first of all, had to test the angels to find out who would be his true servant, who could have the honor of coming to this earth to do things for God. You know, when an angel is sent from heaven on a special mission from God, that angel rejoices. That angel is so pleased. It's an honor for angels to come and do the work of God. And we have in the Bible two angels that are specifically given their names. One is Gabriel and one is Michael. And I know that those two angels are very special in the eyes of God. We don't know the great things that they have done. But I know that when the devil was doing all his crafty plans, Gabriel and Michael must have done something great for God. Two-thirds of the angels stayed with God, one-third of the angels went with the devil. So it seems to me that so many angels were saved. When the devil was doing his terrible work to destroy and to lead astray, millions and millions of angels have been saved. We don't know the full story of how or why, but it just seems to me that Michael and Gabriel, they must have done something great for God. Because not many angels get their names. They're just servants. They're just doing God's work. Because God had a greater plan. And it was to his greater creation. You know, people, human beings like us, we are, how to describe it? We are the apple of God's eye. We are God's most important creation. So God did a very big work even before he created the Adam and Eve. Before he created the first human, he did much preparation so he could have his servants, the holy angels, so that he could continue to do his works. God can do anything, but he does it through ways. He does his work through people. He does his work through angels. So he needs people who listen to him, just as he needed angels who listened to him. So that's why God did a great work, just to gather to himself millions of holy angels. All the work that God does is great. And it was all for preparation for God's purpose to be filled. What is God's great purpose? It's described and it's explained in many ways. And one of the beautiful illustrations is that God is looking for a bride for his son. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God's eternal purpose is to find the bride for his son.
Bride.
That is God's great work. It's an amazing work. Far greater than what we understand. But it is wonderful. It's beautiful. It's going to be glorious if you're a part of the bride of Christ. So coming back to my verse, the patience of God, not wanting you to perish, but you coming to repentance. It's just gripping my heart. Revelation of what God is doing. If you only see a small part of the picture, you still have a lot of darkness in your life. But when you see the bigger picture of God's plans and purposes, you begin to see the whole picture. Your mind starts to become filled with light. Your mind becomes start to be filled with revelation. And this is what God was able to do through the Apostle Paul. And why he became such a great apostle. Because he was able to receive revelation from God. And that's why he was able to become a teacher of the church. And that's why he was able to implant into the church the letters that we have been given. And maybe you think, yes, I'm a wonderful Bible teacher. But how much of the revelation from God can you truly receive? And this is why Peter also became the mighty man of God. Because he was able to receive revelation from the Father. When Jesus first came to this earth, no one knew who Jesus was. Mary had a little bit of revelation. Because the angel had spoken to her. But as we see time continue, you know, Mary never had a full revelation of who Jesus was. She had step by step. And she, of course, she is in heaven. She was with the church on the day of Pentecost. God did great things through her. But we see that the brothers and sisters of Jesus, at first they were not believing in Jesus. They were not worshipping Jesus. A number of times in the Gospels they even resisted Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost we see that the brothers of Jesus Christ are there. But many times, as I said, they were not walking with Christ. So Mary never said to the brothers of Jesus, "Oh, worship Jesus, he's the Son of God." They were not ready for that. So it was not possible. So it was step by step. So the nation of Israel, they were not ready for Christ when Jesus was born. And that's why God just chose a few shepherds. And he called wise men from faraway nations. The multitudes of Israel were not ready for the coming of Christ. Okay, Jesus grew up as a normal child. Time came for God to reveal Jesus to Israel. To do that, he had to send John the Baptist. To preach a message of repentance. They were still so stuck in their sin.
Walikuwa wamekwama katika dhambi zao.
They were not ready to receive Christ.
Na hawakuwa tayari kupokea Yesu.
But yet you find John the Baptist, he did a very great work.
Tunaona huyu Yohana Mbatizaji alifanya kazi kubwa.
He did a very powerful work.
Alifanya kazi kubwa zaidi.
Very significant work.
Kazi ambayo inaonekana.
So that Israel was prepared and ready.
Waisraeli walikuwa kiandaliwa wao tayari.
But they were still not fully ready.
Lakini hawakuwa tayari zaidi.
And there were still many bondages.
Na kulikuwa na ufungwa mwingi.
But Jesus Christ, he did his miracles.
Yes, akaendelea na miujiza.
He called his disciples to follow him.
Akawaita wanafunzi wamfuate.
And he began to reveal his glory.
Akaanza kuonyesha utukufu.
But still most of the people, they had no idea who Jesus really was.
Lakini watu wengi bado walikuwa hawana kujua sana huyu Yesu ni nani.
They followed Jesus for miracles.
Wanamfuata Yesu kwa sababu ya miujiza.
They could come, they could quickly fall away.
Wangekuja na tena wanarudi nyuma bado.
Jesus had to look for those that were very serious.
Yesu aliwatafuta wale ambao walikuwa na maanisha.
He began to call them into his closer groups.
Aliwaita na kaweka katika vikundi.
And he began to find them.
Na kaanza kuwapata.
Jesus was looking for people.
Yesu alikuwa akiwatafuta watu.
He was looking for seeking and saving the lost.
Alikuwa anatafuta wale waliokuwa wamepotea.
He was looking for people he could give positions.
Alikuwa anatafuta watu angewapa nafasi.
Who he could train.
Ambao angeweza kuwatrain.
But the majority of people, they had, you know, if you said to them, who is Jesus?
Lakini wengi wao walikuuliza, huyu Yesu nani?
They had no idea who Jesus was.
Hawajui zaidi, hawajui sana Yesu huyu ni nani?
You know, we are blessed today.
Unajua leo kipi mbarikiwa?
To understand basic truths of who Jesus is.
Kuelewa sehemu fulani huyu Yesu nani?
But to bring that revelation,
lakini kuleta huo ufunuo,
Jesus had to do it step by step.
Yesu aliweza kufanya sehemu na sehemu.
So Jesus said to his disciples, who am I?
Yesu akawauliza wanafunzi wake, mimi ni nani?
Or who do the people say I am?
Ama watu wanasema mimi ni nani?
They said, some of the people say that you are Jeremiah.
Wakaanza kusema kwamba watu wengi wanasema wewe ni Yeremia.
You are one of the prophets come back from the dead.
Mmoja wao manabii wamefufuka kwa wafu.
They gave a list of false ideas of who Jesus was.
Wanatoa wanasema uongo kuhusu huyu Yesu ni nani.
So then Jesus said to Peter,
sasa Yesu anauliza Petero,
who do you say I am?
Na wewe unasema mimi ni nani?
And this is when Peter got the revelation from the Father.
Hapo Petero akapokea ufunuo kutoka kwa Baba.
You are the Christ.
Wewe ndiye Kristo.
You are the Son of the living God.
Wewe ni mwana wa pekee Mungu.
And now today we think, what a simple truth.
Na hapo sasa tunaangalia ukweli gani huu?
And everyone in the world calls Jesus Jesus Christ.
Sasa leo hii wanaita Yesu Yesu Kristo.
To bring that simple truth to the world,
kuleta huo ukweli katika dunia,
was not a simple thing.
Haikuwa kitu rahisi.
It took a great work from Jesus to reveal himself step by step.
Ilichukua Yesu kazi kubwa kujitambulisha kwa yeye ni nani.
Okay, Muslims deny Jesus being the Son of God.
Ndio, Waislamu wamekataa kwamba Yesu ni mwana wa Mungu.
But every Christian knows that Jesus is the Son of God.
Lakini sasa kila Mkristo anajua kwamba Yesu ni mwana wa Mungu.
But when Jesus was walking around doing his mighty miracles,
sasa Yesu alipokuwa akitembea akifanya kazi kubwa ya miujiza,
when Jesus began to speak,
Yesu alipoanza kunena,
many times the people wanted to stone him to death.
Wakati mwingi watu walitaka kumpiga kwa mawe.
One time he said, before Abraham was born, I am.
Kuna wakati Yesu alisema kabla Abraham mimi ndiye.
The people of Israel wanted to stone him to death.
Watu wa Israeli wakaanza kuchukua mawe kutaka kumpiga.
So when Jesus came to Israel,
sasa Yesu Kristo alipotokea Israeli,
he could not just stand in front of them and say, I am the Son of God.
Hakusimama tu na kusema mimi ndiye mwana wa Mungu.
Because they would want to kill him.
Kwa sababu sekuwa huo wangeweza kumpiga mawe.
So it's just seeing how God has revealed himself.
Na ni kupitia tu jinsi ambavyo Mungu aliweza kujionekania.
To sinful man.
Kujionekania wenye dhambi.
Who was fighting against God.
Ambao alikuwa akimpinga Mungu.
Who's resisting God.
Alikuwa akipingana na Mungu.
But God, because of his love for them,
na kwa sababu Mungu alikuwa amejaa upendo zaidi,
he doesn't want them to perish.
Hakutaka wapate.
And he's doing a great work to try and lead them to repent.
Na anafanya kazi kubwa ili kuwarejesha watubu.
Let's pray.
Tuombe.
Father, your work is so great.
Baba, kazi yako ni kuu.
The work of the gospel is so great.
Kazi ya injili ni kuu zaidi.
The work of God to save the sinner.
Kazi ya injili kuokoa dhambi.
Give us revelation of this work.
Tupe ufunuo wa jambo hili.
Give us the revelation of what you have done.
Tupe ufunuo wa kila mtu ulikifanya.
Lord, there are holy angels, there are evil spirits.
Kuna malaika watakatifu na kuna roho chafu.
Because of the choices that angels made.
Kwa sababu ya uamuzi malaika waliofanya.
Lord, you had a greater purpose for this world.
Lakini Mungu una lengo kuu kwa dunia hii.
Lord, we are alive on the earth today.
Na sisi tuko hai duniani sasa.
We want to make the right choice.
Tunataka tufanye kazi uamuzi ulio bora.
We want to serve you.
Tunataka tukutumikie.
We want to fulfill your plans and purposes.
Tuweze kutimiza malengo yako na makusudi yako.
Lord, thank you for every person here today.
Asante Yesu kwa kila mmoja wetu.
Lord, I think you are wanting to do something in our spirit.
Najua kuna kitu unataka kufanya rohoni mwetu.
To understand your plans and purpose.
Tuweze kuelewa malengo yako na makusudi yako.
To see the bigger picture.
Kuona hakika picha yote.
Not to be spiritually blind.
Sio kwa vipofu kiroho.
But to see your light.
Lakini kuona nuru yako.
Let that work be fulfilled.
Kazi hiyo itimizwe.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Kwa jina la Yesu tunaomba.
Amen.